This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, July 16th. While the cattle market stumbles a bit in the wake of falling grain prices, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Live cattle was lower today. There has been slow cash trade, but that's the way it's been happening for the last couple of weeks. The cycle is Monday through Friday. So now it starts a little bit slow. There is some concern that maybe there's some weak beef demand and that might last for the short term. But overall, there is some support for the market long term, and that's actually holding up. Now, especially with the grain market coming back, retreating somewhat, that should give the market a little bit of a lift. We were kind of surprised that the live cattle and even the feeders were lower starting the day today, but I think they're gaining a little more momentum as we move later into the day.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 15 and a quarter at 509. July corn was down 13 and a quarter at 441 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 615. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 18 and a quarter, ranging from 574 to 584. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 10 and a quarter, ranging from 607.5 to 617.5. Live cattle for August was up 2.5 cents at 108.47.5. August feeder cattle were up 5 cents at 141.57.5. And July Class 3 milk was down a penny at 1734.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.